the section that's pitched, it's not the whole roof, it's only the pitch section that we're talking about.
It's the very highest peak, it's 30 feet.
So that's creating the D.
Yeah, but that's what we measured, so we can't deny that.
I know that, but now we're looking at a small percentage of the roof.
What's the other side?
That's creating the D.
Right.
And you put a line across there, it's probably one-third of the roof. That's all we're talking about.
True, but it legally still is a D. We could try to minimize it, but that would be a little disingenuous. We know we need.
I didn't understand. That's a very de minimis portion of that roof.
Well, we would agree, but it's still, you know, we have to satisfy the criteria.
But so you're looking at it that way versus that whole third floor being at that height with a flat roof. It'd be a lot more mass.
I didn't understand that until just now. I don't know if anybody did.
We just added a little, it's a flat roof and then it kicks up. We could have made it all flat, but it gave it a little bit of a design style that we like.
That looks better.
Aesthetically, it looks better.
It looks better that way.
Yes.
It looks better that way. But so now, because of the difference of the pitch.
Dan made a very good point. I'm sorry, Dan, not thinking if I heard you.
Excuse me?
You made a very good point. Otherwise, it looks like just a box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the house next door.
Next door.
It's the house next door. Well, that gentleman was very nice. He called and said he wasn't coming, so I love that house.
But that's the only part we're looking for a variance for, is that small section. It's about a third of the roof.
No, I think it's still...
The D.
This would be a variance. This is a D variant, so we can't, again, I don't want the board to think that if we just made this flat, it wouldn't be a variant. It's still a variant, but it's not to sit.
It's not like the whole roof's at the highest point.
Exactly.
Right.
It changes the whole complexion of the variance.
So the aesthetic enhancement is creating the D variance.
No, I mean, it's...
So you guys on special...
You can't make it a flat roof.
No.
No.
I'm just wondering, is there great opposition by board members for the D variance?
I have no...
I don't think this is really an issue.
If they advertise a D variance, it's over here.
I think we can vote yes on a D variance.
Well, that's great, finally, but I've asked for a discussion and nobody's perked up and said anything. So now we said something, so now we know. Thank you.
All right.
That was the purpose of this discussion, to understand it.
All right, so respectfully, and again, I don't want to belabor this and keep us here longer. And I'm happy that we're going in a good direction, but I do need to put the special reasons on the record for the D. Okay, I'm going to go through the D first and then have Bob do the rest of the Cs if that's okay.
And the D with the minus two.
Do it the way you want to do it.
Okay. Mr. Lolio, licensed architect in the state of New Jersey, you've heard what the board has to say about the aesthetic enhancement. We know that part of the property requires at its highest point a D variance because under the height limits, we're more than 10% over what's allowed. You've reviewed this plan, you've studied, of course, the city of Ventnor zone code and the state of New Jersey municipal land use law. Do you find the house as designed satisfying the special purposes for the D height variance based upon what Mr. Landau tasked you to do and what the board has requested of us by keeping the design to be a little bit more architecturally enhanced?
I agree with that, yes.
And the special purposes would be architectural enhancement and, because we're out over the water, the light air and open space isn't really being infringed upon because you've got homes on both sides that are relatively high. And across the street, there's no view anyway now because there's a house there that's already fairly high, correct?
Yes, it matches the context of the neighborhood, and there's nobody to the rear of us. There's no houses on the other side of the thoroughfare, just marshland. It's not really affecting the light, air, and open space.
We're also requesting numerous C variances that Mr. Cook had asked us to go through. We went through one by one, eliminating a couple, and Ms. Bartlett had a question about the amount we picked up. I think we've answered that. Wendy, hopefully that's okay. We eliminated the eve variance. We've eliminated a few others, but we still have significant numbers of C variances that the board has to approve. So having gone through all of this with Mr. Landau, having gone through this with your study of the City of Ventnor Zone Code and the State of New Jersey Municipal Land Use Law, do you feel that there could be any negative associated with these C variances if the board saw fit to grant?
I don't see any negatives. I think it fits well with the uniqueness of this property and with the neighboring properties. It's pretty consistent.
To the extent someone here could could conceivably say that there's a negative impact for these C variances. Would the positive of all of the design aspects you put into this, and all the light, air, and open space, everything that we've discussed, outweigh any such negatives no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, the uniqueness and design of this property, it's going to be, I think, an enhancement to the neighborhood.
From an emergency personnel standpoint, you've got 4 feet of clearance on each side. Generally, they need 3 feet to get from the street to the bay. You're going to maintain that. Mr. Landau's not going to put anything into those setbacks, correct?
Correct.
Mr. Chairman, we would rest.
I move to the public, and then we can go to a vote. At this time, are you complete?
We're complete, and I guess I will leave it to the board on whom would be voting C versus D. We can do it as one or separately. I don't have a preference.
I'd rather do it all as one, if you want to do it.
It's fine by me.
It's really up to you.
We're only voting on the variances, or do we have any more input?
We can vote on the D variance separately, or we can vote on the D and the Cs all at one time.
What's the board's rule? Do we have additional input other than the variances, is my question.
No, we got to open to the public.
I have to open up to the public. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment? Seeing no one in the public, I therefore close the public portion of this act, this application.
I have a question. So, in your opening statement, you said this had an apartment.
Duplex.
Yeah, it was two units. Okay. So you're eliminating the two-family.
Yes.
And it's now a single family.
Reducing.
I think that's a pretty good trade-off.
Correct.
It's a reduction in density.
Yes.
Eric, are you proposing it as you presented, or is there 2 feet going away? Because after we understood just a little bit,
I hate to see them lose that foot in that garage.
Right.
I think they need all the height.
Definitely think.
What I would say is, I would certainly, of course, for the applicant, want it to be as designed. But if the board didn't feel the same way, we do have some play in there, but we'd rather not give that back. Certainly, we're going to get back to side yards, of course, but we'd like to go for the height as designed.
I don't like the way, I don't like it reduced to 8 foot in the garage.
And it's a very busy street. It's a very low street. We would keep it, like, to be as high as possible. So we'd like to go on with what we have designed. Thanks.
I think after how small, after everybody has understood the roof, right? In my opinion, I think it should be as designed.
All right. I would say we turn it over for one vote, including everything. We need 7 voting members. We need a supermajority of 5 yes votes, but I'm okay, Mr. Chairman, Leo, that's fine.
Eric, I have a question. You brought up emergency personnel. I represent emergency personnel.
I know.
Due to the fact that the rear of the property, fire department especially, would have to allow access to that occasional fund, was there any thought given to putting a fire suppression residential sprinkler system in?
And what's the difference?
The cost price would be balanced.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Okay.
You're going to have a dry sprinkler system. You'll have a sprinkler head. Is that what the whole house is going to have? And what's the trade-off on that, so if I understand?
Otherwise, lower insurance.
You have lower insurance.
The lower insurance is not because there's a fire. We can't get to the rear of the property.
Okay. Oh, I see. All right, then I think that makes sense.
It's a lot safer for you, sir. It's a lot better for you.
It is.
All right.
That's a really good answer.
We want to make it as safe and easy as possible, so my family's going to be living there.
Eventually, it's going to go over.
Thank you.
Not yet. Thank you. It's a wise decision. It's a wise decision.
Mr. Longley?
I try to do that from time to time.
Bob? If you install the sprinkler system, do you eliminate the rating of the ceilings?
You eliminate the one-hour rating on all the walls and ceilings.
So you go down to a single layer?
You go to five new construction, yeah.
I have to trade off the construction.
And you don't have all the cans over the recessed lights.
All right.
I don't think it's going to be the sprinkler.
Let's move on here. You have anything further to add?
No, just to thank you. I know this took a long time, but appreciate the board. It's a long night. Good input. We're going for the vote, so just thank you all, and I'm sorry it went so long.
Okay. Leo, you're up. You frame a motion in the affirmative for this application.
Yeah, we need a motion, a second for everything they just said. I'll summarize it. There are several C variances and then the one D variance for height, and I'll summarize them all. And I'll note the conditions, and then we'll need a motion, a second, and a roll call vote of seven people, Carmella. But we'll need five yeses to approve the application. So the C variances are the following: a front yard setback of 0.33 feet, where 12 feet is required. That's to the house. A front yard setback to the ground floor porch of 2 feet, where 7 feet is required. And a front yard setback to that third floor deck, which is really a platform of 1 foot, where 7 feet is required. All the side yard setbacks are going to comply. And you have a rear yard setback to the building of 1.93 feet, where 12 feet is required. And then a rear yard setback to the first floor rear deck of, it goes beyond the bulkhead line where the minimum requirement, it can only go through the bulkhead line. And the rear deck heights at the second and third levels aren't permitted, but it is over the water, so that's been typical that they have rear decks at the second and third levels. Building coverage, 55% is the maximum permitted. They're going to be above that, but no more than 59.8%, which was the number before they agreed to increase the side yard setbacks, and they'll give us an updated calculation on that. Same thing with lot coverage, 75% is what's permitted. They're going to be above that, but below the 82.3% number that was calculated before they agreed to reduce the side yard setbacks, and they'll give us on compliance plans an updated figure on that. Come back to the building height. Total landscape coverage, we require 25%. Again, it's a variance, but they're going to gain a little bit more than the 17.7% that was proposed. Front yard coverage, landscaping coverage, we need 5%. Again, they're not going to be there. They'll give us an updated calculation on that. And then the third floor rear deck is outside the building envelope. Where third floor decks have to be within the building envelope, then back to building height. They're going to go back to the plan, what was on the plans, without losing that 2 feet. Is that my, which I know there's been different ways to calculate it. I think Bob had it at about 38.5 feet. From 9 feet above top of the curb. So it's what you're showing on your plans is going to be the building height, which technically that's the D variance, because 31 feet is the permitted maximum, and this is more than 10% above that 31 feet. The applicants agreed to install a sprinkler fire suppression system in the house. The other conditions, they'll submit revised plans with those revised calculations for Roger's review and approval. Any other conditions in Mr. McLaren's report, unless otherwise addressed, subject to outside approvals, CAFRA and whatever else might be required, and then any representations made by the applicant during the course of the hearing as amended. The house, it's going to have to be flood compliant, obviously, and With that said, I think we just need the motion.
Motion and second, please.
I'll make the motion.
Second. Okay. Have a roll call vote. State your reasons, please.
Joanne Mazzelli.
I think this is a good, very nice design. I think it will add to the aesthetic of the neighborhood. I remember the old house while I was in there. I've been there a couple times over the years of my career. The water leaks before you own the property. Never a big fan of it, to be honest with you. I just think much better with the sprinklers. I think that's a great idea. I think it adds to it as well. So I vote yes.
Thank you.
Jay Cook.
I vote yes. The plan is now conforming to more with the master plan, the intent of the city. It's also looking to the future of the city. The applicant has made concessions look at for the years down the road. So this building is in much better conformance. Unfortunately, due to the conditions of existing that are on the street itself, the front yard cannot conform or is in conformance with the existing conditions. So they are not to be penalized. And they are trying to meet that. And I see that the variance should be granted. The rear yard opens up to the back of the water in there. And it doesn't impact anything but the birds. And it actually lends itself to the resort nature of the community. And it's a good addition to our waterfront. So it's an excellent design that way. As far as the going back to the building height, this is discussed. It is still lower than the house next door. It is a good aesthetic design. And the impact of the community is very low. So therefore, with that in mind, I vote yes.
Roman Zabi Hutch.
I also vote yes. The variances are warranted because of the location of the site. This is typical of all the applications that we see that are on the waterfront. I am grateful that we went from a two-family to a one-family. That makes me very happy. And I think the aesthetic of the improvement over what is there justifies saying yes.
Dan Smith III.
I'm also going to vote in favor of it. I think that, you know, sometimes you can tweak things too far. And I think we've met a good compromise because I think the house has some real good visibility now. It'll stand out much better than if we were to try and force it further, and you also have to have your internal aspects that you'll be able to function properly. And major trade-offs here with the reduction in density, putting the sprinkler systems in, which will be, you know, you'll never have to do anything again with that, and you'll be compliant. You'll be it'll be hopefully cheaper on your insurances, and your family will be safer. So I think it's a win-win, and we tried as hard as we could to get it to this point.
Mike Leeson.
I feel as if two heads are better than one, and you got everybody's head here tonight on this project, and you worked it out to where it's going to be the same design, and it's going to look beautiful. I'm in favor, and it's nice that Eric is only charging one flat rate tonight.
No stolen bikes this weekend, by the way. Thank you.
Peter Taco.
I vote in favor of the application. I know that these waterfront lots are typically variance-heavy, front yard setbacks, rear yard setbacks. I think aesthetically the property will greatly add to the neighborhood. And look forward to seeing it.
Tim Coop.
I think this is a spectacular design, and I think spectacular designs still need a robust discussion, which we certainly have tonight. And I appreciate the concessions that were made, and I think we recognize that this is also a reduction in density, and I think the combined package is good for the city, so I vote in favor.
All right. Mr. Landau? Congratulations.
Thank you all. That was a good one. Thanks.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes. Good luck.
What?
Yeah.
A little sweat up there. Thanks, everybody, for calling him on. Thank you.
Yeah, guys, we're late.
Yeah.
And again, the situation is, I'm trying to stimulate this, if I'm going off and ask you, speak up, please. If we're going off and not, I didn't understand how much the board understood and how important this was, the use of it versus not. We had a lot of variances to deal with tonight. And we had to, well, typically the board does not like a lot of variances to deal with. And then we got to get them parsed down. It was real. So what I was trying to do is get this understood. The roof was a little difficult to understand the way it was explained. So I do need to get input sometime from the board. It helps me an awful lot in here. So I was running kind of loose a little bit because I wanted to make sure that everyone understood. I was having trouble understanding it, to be honest with you. So, I mean, where the variance was coming from and how the diminishment was and so on. Because sometimes on a roof, only a portion of the roof is actually the problem in there. It's not the whole roof. But it finally came out and you guys came through and you put it together. And I have to thank you very much. Thank all of you.
Was it 15 variances?
There were 15. We parsed, you knocked 8 of them out.
Seven
of them.
There's 18.
18 of them.
And we got.
No, we had 19 of them over Wyoming Avenue. We knocked it down to 1. That got knocked down to 1.
We had over 30 mortgage ones.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I have to thank you for being patient with me. But I wanted to be sure that everybody got it. And it also, for our professionals, it was getting out of hand a little bit. It was just going all, it was going all over the place. So we had to bring it back in and get them, okay, number-wise, thing, everything. So Leo's got to keep records. He's got to because he's got to tell us what to vote on. And if he doesn't understand it, we got problems. So we got to take care of our man Leo here. So, give that.
And typically, beforehand, I try to negotiate some of those variances away, like right. Side yard setbacks. And we were going back and forth, I said, well, just come in with what you have then.
Right.
I'm trying to save you some time.
Right.
Yeah, that was.
But this was not a very, the best application that Goldstein has brought in and prepared for us. It was just the way it was. So. But the board came through, the board made good decisions, and the board got what they do their best, and good move, good call at the end there, Joe. And we all came through.
Thank you,
Joe. You always have the opportunity to speak. If you're not voting, you can speak also. I know, but I'm just saying, anybody that's an alternate that's not voting has the right to speak also. Just so you all understand that. You're not, if you're here, you're alive and you're participating. That's your right. So with that.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Well, make it, please. I thought you'd never ask.
All right.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you all.